The words from St. Peter in the first reading is so fitting, my brothers and sisters, that we celebrate St. Mark today, but in a very special way. I think it's a great reminder for us in 2024 as we live the election year. St. Peter begins by saying, "Beloved, clothe yourself with humility in your dealings with one another." Wow. Clothe yourself in humility in how we deal with one another. We must ask ourselves, especially as things become more politicized, as things become more reactionary and sensational with all the news outlet and with all the things that out there. Do we clothe ourselves in humility and in the Lord, especially in how we deal with one another? Or do we still wear our ego, our pride, and the things of this world? Second point, St. Peter reminded us that our opponent, the devil, is prowling like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour, which means that the devil is a very cunning, a very manipulative, and a very opportunistic creature. It waits for us not when we're strong. It waits for us whenever we're weak and use the things of our weakness, of our humanity, to turn us against one another and to turn us against Christ. We must recognize how the devil works and lay down our pride and the things that still hinder us from loving God. And that's why St. Peter continued that the God of all grace who called you with his grace to eternal glory through Jesus Christ will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little. There will be times when we will have to suffer for our faith. We will be ridiculed, especially when people will say, "Oh, you Christians are this and that." But do not be afraid of a little bit of a suffering or inconvenience, because who judges us? Not the president, not some politician, not anybody else, but the Lord who judges us deep from within. We must remain firm in the faith, as St. Peter have told us, so that all of us clothe ourselves with humility, clothe ourselves in the Lord, so that we always seek him with our whole heart. St. Mark's gospel, it's a very short gospel. I know we always have this joke that, "Oh, Father, we don't read the Bible as Catholics. We just leave it on our fireplace." You know, if you want to read a gospel, read St. Mark. It's only 16 chapters. And the Gospel of St. Mark tells us very clearly of who Jesus was as man and is still now as the Son of God. And St. Mark reminds us, or wrote his Gospel for a suffering church who was being persecuted for their faith. Why did he write that Gospel? And in St. Mark's Gospel, Jesus was always in haste to go to Jerusalem. Jesus was always in haste to go in order to give his life as expiation for our sin. And every time that people tried to glorify Jesus in St. Mark's gospel, he would hide away. He would run away. He would try to say, "This is not me. I don't want the worldly glories. I know who I am, and I'm on a mission." St. Mark's gospel, within 16 chapters, show us that when Christ died on the cross, the man who recognized that he was the Son of God was not the chosen people. It was a centurion, a Gentile, a non-believer, who looked at Jesus who hung upon the cross, that looked nothing like a king, nothing like a Messiah, nothing like this world could ever understand, and say, "This is truly the Son of God." Upon that cross, Jesus manifests to us what it means to be loved by God. And he gave himself an expiation for our sins. Therefore, we're being sent forth into the world just that we have heard in the gospel reading today, to preach the gospel to every creature. How do we preach the gospel? That is according to each and every one of you, what God calls you to do. Each and every one of us in our proper state of life, in our proper vocation, must preach the gospel at all times. Not only in words, but also in life and in deeds. My brothers and sisters, in a hurting world, in a hopeless world, in a political world, in a secular world, in a lost world, in a world that doesn't understand who they are, preach the gospel. Preach the good news, beginning with us. How? I go back to the first reading. By clothing ourselves with humility, with truth in our dealing with one another.